WCHL's Ron Stutz, and John Santa joins us now in the studio. How's it going, Big John?
Good to see you, my brother.
Good to see you, too. We've been talking about the Marathon Jam for, seems like, weeks here.
Yeah.
And you and I had a phone conversation about it when it was postponed because of the weather.
A delightful phone conversation, as I recall.
It was. It is actually coming.
Yes.
It's actually happening.
There's no snow this weekend.
That's right. As far as we know, unless it changes between now and then. When is it happening?
Thanks, Ron.
Exactly. You know.
No, we're good. No snow, promise.
Yeah.
We've had it with the snow. We're ready for flip-flops.
It's happening this weekend.
This Saturday, 1714 Legion Road here in Chapel Hill, our hometown.
Now, the Marathon Jam is a really important thing. It's a lot of fun, but it's for a very serious cause. Tell us why you do this and why you want to raise money.
Well, we're first and I think most important thing, if we don't get enough information out in this little interview right here, and we appreciate you having me here, marathonjam.com. All the information you need, and also a place to contribute if you want. What we do is we have been meeting for 7 years. This will be our seventh year. In six years, we've raised over $60,000 in tax-deductible money that stays right here in North Carolina. It all goes to the Fort Bragg Fisher House and helps and supports the families of injured soldiers.
Well, obviously, you've been working for a long time to raise money for Fisher House. How did you first get involved in this, and why is this so important to you? Because I know you get emotional when you talk about it. Why is this such a big deal?
You're going to make me cry, Ron.
I hope not.
I get a lot of musician friends of mine are soldiers, got deployed. That's how we got into it. Some of them got deployed back over to Iraq, and that's how I first learned about Fisher House, and we really saw that there was a need. And the Marathon Jam's been really interesting. We've actually been doing the Marathon Jam for 13 years, but the past seven has been for Fisher House. And we have really increased the mission of the Marathon Jam. There's one day a year you can bring dogs into the American Legion, and that's Marathon Jam Day. And kind of because of that tag, we are, and you'll like how I'm working this, we have partnered with Wags for Tags, a new charity group out of Durham, North Carolina-based charity. And these guys are really great. It's Ron Sadowski. He saw that in North Carolina we have more dogs in animal shelters than any other state in the union. And he decided he was going to spring them doggies, teach them to be service dogs, and pair them with PTSD veterans. So we're going to, isn't that great? And so we're going to have a bunch of veterans and their dogs, along with Come Pet My Dogs. My dogs will be there. We'll be playing music and raising money. And we really just love for people to come. And what I say is, come tell your soldier's story. Everybody has a soldier. Sometimes it's dad who served World War II or Korea or whatever. Come tell your soldier's story. We love if you give us a check to tell your soldier story, because that helps the current soldiers and their families. But it's pretty cool. We get some funny stories. People stand up and tell us. So we do music for about 45, 50 minutes, and then we take about 10 or 15 and listen to people's stories, or we have special things like Wags for Tags and sort of special event things. So it's not just music now. It was at the very beginning. We just sat around and played, and basically, I'm kind of embarrassed about this now, but we ignored the audience pretty much. We just sat there and played because we got paid for every hour we played.
Sure.
And so now we still get paid for every hour we play and get sponsors and stuff, but we're trying to be more interactive with the audience and try to make it be a more of an emotional experience.
Couple of things.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I know you play all kinds of music at this thing, Marathon Jam. But
we never said we play well, but if you come in and request a song, we will play it.
A lot of bluegrass.
A lot of bluegrass.
You can't have bluegrass without dogs underneath the front porch in the American Legion hut.
That's right. Got to have dogs.
That's right. So, and you got musician friends that come here from all over the place.
It's crazy.
This event.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. So if folks want to go, tell us where they need to be and what they can do to help when they get there.
Just show up. We start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We go till 1 in the morning, 12 hours straight. We will play. Sometimes, believe it or not, we get carried away, and all of a sudden it's like it's 1:30. You know, we could have gone home a half an hour ago.
Yeah.
But you're just into it.
Just keep going.
Yeah. And so just show up. If anybody comes and plays or sings, you get a Marathon Jam T-shirt. If you come and play the entire 12 hours, you can get to wear I'm showing this as the radio is not a visual medium. I've got my Iron Picker, my Black Ops Iron Picker T-shirt on.
Yeah.
We call the people who play for 12 hours Iron Pickers. Okay. And if you come down and see a bunch of folks wearing black T-shirts with Iron Pickers, give them a pat on the back, because that's a pretty cool thing. And I'm proud to say I'm the only 13-time, I assume I'll make it this year, 13-time Iron Picker. But we do have one guy coming down from Maryland mm-hmm. who played in the D.C. Marathon Jam. And when we canceled, he decided to come down here, so he's going to be the only person that we know of will have been a two-time Iron Picker and played at two different marathon jams, both in the same year.
Fantastic.
So that's kind of cool.
Again, if you want to find out all the details, we could talk for hours.
Oh, good, for sure.
That website address is
marathonjam.com, 1714 Legion Road, this Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. Come down, have some barbecue. Jimmy Stubbs, mm-hmm. God bless Jimmy Stubbs with Allen Son Barbecue, mm-hmm. brings a bunch of barbecue up for us, and so we have good food, good people, good folks. Thank you so much to the American Legion that gives us this space for free every year for 7 years. They're great Chapel Hill citizens.
Nicky Morse, join me in giving a big round of applause to John Santa.
I'm clapping for myself to make it sound like we have a bigger crowd.
I know you always pass off the praise to other people, but thank you for sticking with this thing and doing this. You spearhead it every year. You're so passionate about it. You get downright emotional about it.
I do.
And thank you so much for doing it.
Really appreciate it, Ron.
You help a lot of military families.
That's our goal. That's our mission.
All right. Well, we're going to take a look at your John Santa, everybody. Yeah. And Santa has come in March.
He had to go there. Couldn't let it go.
Oh, boy. Nikki, we'll take a look at your traffic coming up next.